It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace.
Good morning, and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to a time of the day where we get to learn and share the word of God, where we get to commune as a community, to just hear what the Master, what God has to tell us this morning, what direction we should take every single morning. And if this is your first time of joining us, I want to specially welcome you, because I can assure you that you are in the right place. And if you are a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell another person, to tell everybody that it is time to hear the word of God. And I want you to also take a moment of your time to appreciate God. Let's just thank God for another privilege to be alive this morning, for another privilege to fellowship at his feet. Only the living can praise God, and we are living this morning. So let's take this time to appreciate God for this special miracle, the gift of life. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I want to specially welcome you and say good morning. So regardless of what you are doing, you can always join us every morning as we fellowship. Today is the 15th day in the month of July 2024, and it's indeed a great privilege to be alive this morning. And we'll be looking at a topic that says the law of righteousness, the law of righteousness. I am today be taking from Hymn 10, In Christ Alone, In Christ Alone. Our memory verse for today, before we go to our memory verse, our Bible in 1 year, we're taking from the book of Isaiah chapter 4 to chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 4 to chapter 8. Our memory verse for today, we're taking from the book of Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. It's very short, so we can take it together. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Our memory verse again is taken from Proverbs. Our memory verse once again is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1 to 15, Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1 to verse 15. And it says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall be your baskets and your kneading bowls. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee seven ways. The Lord will command his blessings on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruits of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will bless, will open to you his good treasures and the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's topic again says the law of righteousness. The law of righteousness is one law that many people know but hardly comply with. It is simple to obey God and you will excel. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, Jesus puts it this way in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. If you seek God's righteousness and seek to do things that are right in his sight, without a doubt the material things that other people are seeking will begin to pursue you and overtake you. This is a law that cannot be broken. When my father in the Lord, Pa Josiah Akindayomi, was alive, and he used to say that it is what your father has that he will use to take care of you. Romans chapter 6 verse 16 says that whomever a person yields himself or herself to obey is that fellow's master. This means that if someone obeys the devil and commits sin, the devil will take care of the fellow with what he has. Also, if the fellow obeys the Lord and live righteously, God will take care of him or her with what he has. The devil has nothing else to offer than to kill, to steal, and destroy. In John chapter 10 verse 10, if anyone obeys him, that is what he or she will get. If you obey Christ and live in righteousness, the same John 10:10 says that what he has to offer you is abundant life. Beloved, there is absolutely no gain in sin. The things that looks like gain of sin are actually baits of the devil. When a hunter is trying to catch an animal in the forest, he puts the animal's best food inside a trap. When an animal tries to grab the food, it gets trapped. Beware of whose food you are eating. If you have to compromise on God's word to get that food, it is only a trap for the devil to destroy your soul. Whatever hunters use to feed their catch is nothing compared to what they would take from their catch. The devil will never give you anything without collecting more from you. Obey the law of righteousness and you will enjoy the blessings of God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, righteousness exalts you while unrighteousness debases you. Choose wisely. Righteousness exalts you while unrighteousness debases you. Choose wisely. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. How can you share? Visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can always see our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live via our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play and you can listen to us live at 7 a.m. every morning, and you can also join our other shows that we air through the day. You can also download our mobile application on iOS and Play Store. Play Praise Palace Radio. Just download and enjoy all our shows from morning till night. I hope this has blessed you, and I do hope you join us for our next segment. Till you hear my voice again, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you.